Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
So welcome back to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org 88.1 on your FM dial. You're going to turn your radio on to 88.1, Dan?
We're just to the right of the static.
Just the right of the static. Okay, so.
Oh, I should have it on t-shirts. I like that.
Yeah, we used to say that a long time ago when people only had dials. Spin it all the way to the left and just to the right of the static. There we are.
So we are in the last segment of this anniversary show.
Oh.
I can't believe it. It went so fast, Otto.
It did.
We certainly miss John Ryan being here. So looking forward to next week and John Ryan hosting. And before we go on, I would love to hear from Ann and Otto and maybe hear what their favorite experience was on the radio show. Since you've both been frequent hosts, I'm sure you have a moment or something you recall that you'd like to talk about?
I kind of reflected and looked back. I think I had almost 400 different segments that I've been involved with.
Yeah, yours is exhausting putting together.
Over,
I was
over
like,
and so if I've been only with 400, I can only imagine how many you've been involved with. And the variety is what got me when I looked at this. I mean, we've had judges, we've had doctors, we've had people who were caregivers, we've had you name it, and we've had it. We had a few comedians. Veterans, which always leads me to the story that I felt was the one that impacted me the most. You know, whatever your position is about wars, I'm not a big fan personally. And I found that all the veterans we talked to were in the same boat, particularly the ones that were older who were in the war, really in the war.
Right.
All right. And the one that got me was, I don't remember the man's name, I have it written down somewhere, where he came on and he talked about his experience in France. Mm-hmm. And he was told by his sergeant or whatever, there was a big trench, and they said, "Well, you go down and see what's going on the other end of this trench." And he tells the story, and he walked down to the other end of the trench, and lo and behold, he confronts a German soldier on the other end. So there's these two people with guns.
And I think they were, what, 17? What were they?
They were young.
Yeah, like 16,
18,
17. Yeah,
17
like
years
little
old.
Boys.
There's two people looking at each other, the German guy with the gun and the American soldier with the gun, and they're looking at each other, and they're looking at each other, and they both turned around and went the other way.
Yeah.
Nobody did anything to each other. And I found that to be... like, what
I was just mentioning that story to my. I was talking to my mom like a week ago.
I mean,
ago
what a
story.
Human element to nasty stuff.
Yeah.
And I often wonder if those two people would ever be able to, if they were still around, be able to meet each other today.
Yeah.
You know, there'd be no way of ever knowing, you know, what who they were. Well, that one guy was the guy who was on this show.
Yeah.
But it would be quite a story to see those two people now, if they were still around, to talk about that, because I'm sure it had a stick in their mind forever.
Yeah, I mean, it stuck in our minds, you know,
it
just hearing.
It stuck in mine.
Yeah.
I mean, I've thought about
yeah,
that
me too,
often.
Absolutely.
You know? And that, to me, was...
That's quite a memory.
Yeah,
that's an intense memory, yeah.
Yeah, that was one that sticks in my head.
Yeah, it's haunting almost, you know, these young kids and...
Well, I mean, how could it have ended? It could have ended that one of them was a bad dude, and using a younger people's phrase, mm-hmm. and decided to shoot the other one.
Right.
Yeah.
And then walked away and gone back, and that would be the end of it. Nobody would ever said anything to either one of them.
A little bit of humanity there.
Yeah, every once in a while, humanity
experience.
Wins.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is a nice thing.
So, you know.
Yeah, all those interviews were fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
I
would just cry and cry. I mean, some of them would just really
now are those
rip your heart
still
out.
Here somewhere in archives?
Yeah, got them archived.
I mean, they're on the ones that were on our show are on the website.
Yep.
You can look them up.
Yeah, they're archived here at the university, so they're not going anywhere.
And that was another kind of intergenerational experience because people would bring their family, and then the engineers would be there, and you would hear these stories. And I think Dan, what you were talking about is like. When, you know, that whole concept of, you know, I'm never going to be old or old people or just to really hear what someone has gone through.
And
they're not
what
just
was interesting
grandpa,
that you that said a lot of veterans that we had interviewed here didn't even share those stories
right.
until they were here.
That's right.
So their family would be like, oh, my God, I didn't know half of this, you know. And I mean, it was just amazing the fact that these men and women that we had on the show were able to actually verbalize this.
We had at least one, I think more than one, who canceled at the last minute because they didn't want to relive the memory.
Right.
So it and unfortunately, like my father who passed away 2 years ago, these World War II veterans are almost gone. I mean, many of them are in their 90s now, and they're almost gone. And that's, to me, that falls into a category of why I love audio and radio.
Absolutely.
Is because I get into this conversation often. Somebody will say to me, well, I want to host a show. I want to talk to people. I said, okay, but I got to find guests. It's easy to find a guest. I said, what do you mean? I said, everybody's got a story.
Right.
But you ask people, you say, I want you on my show. They go, oh, I have nothing to say. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a story. I don't care how old you are either.
Right.
Everybody's got a story, and a good interview or a good venue or a good forum like this program brings out that. And that's what's really important that people have to understand. It's why the things like podcasting, which has become very, very popular, and we're doing podcasting here at the station outside of our regular radio programming, is that people are interested, sometimes for all the wrong reasons, like just being nosy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But most people are curious, and they like to hear other people's stories.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that I don't care what you do, you have a story, and I want to hear it. I NPR has a great program for that. Lots of stations have programs for that. I think they're brilliant because the average person, and I don't mean that derogatory. I think average is great. That's who most of us are. Have stories to tell. I have a million stories to tell, and I tell them often in my classes to get the kids, going. And some of them are yarns that I've woven among the among the reality of my life, and others are true stories. And they'll look at me and go, "Is that real?" I go, "Figure it out."
You know, these are connections with the ages, if you will. Like I often think about. I will admit to you that I was born in 1936. All right, so you look at 1936. And you think about who was around in 1936. Right. There were Civil War veterans walking around when I was just born, all right? And had there been the ability to have communication with them, like I was too stupid back then to ask the questions, you know.
I'm going to go down to the veterans.
It took me a long time to wise up.
I agree.
But, the point I'm getting at is recording these things from these veterans and whatnot, hopefully we do learn something and we don't forget about it.
And it carries on
looking,
the message.
I could have hopefully talked to people who were veterans of the Civil War back then.
Yeah. And you may have and not even know
I probably did.
Because they were still around.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to, and the good news is that we have all these archived, mm-hmm. so you can hear it at any time. But I'd love now to hear from Anne and kind of get her take on her most interesting or favorite show that she co-hosted.
And like Otto had said, the gamut is very broad, which I didn't realize until Christina, who is unbelievable at organizing things, whether it's putting this kind of information together or even just sitting here and looking at photographs that she's brought up from all different things that we've done and the way the favors are set up. I mean, organization is very important, but just to answer your question, it's hard to say with medical and legal and political people that were here. But when I look at it, I go, Peter Yarrow. From Peter, Paul, and Mary.
All right.
And it was a phone-in, and it was a promotion for a concert that he was doing in Manhasset, which seems to be in the same location that your grandfather had his exhibit at. I mean, this was absolutely big time, and it was terrific. So it's hard to say because all of them were equally wonderful, but Peter Yarrow surely sticks out in my mind as one of the stellar kinds of interviews.
Yeah, it's always fun when, these things, because I remember one day I was like, all right, we got to sneak it. I was like, who? You know, I was like, oh, this will be fun. You know, was your favorite episode.
That's wonderful. I think, Dan, we have an interesting announcement. Something's going to be changing at this radio show.
Just an addition. We're not sure when. We haven't got a launch date, and we'll let you know. But at some point, in the future, you'll be able to log on to our website and click through to a video feed of the show actually going on. So you'll be able to see of this program.
So we're
going
to have to have a green room, a makeup crew.
I'm not going to talk to Jenna. I can see everybody. You know, I won't come in anymore in shorts and a t-shirt.
We're going to have to step up our game.
Yeah, we're going to have to clean up. We have to clean up, take a shower every morning.
Well, you don't have your long hair anymore.
No, I don't have the long hair anymore. So throw people off.
So that's exciting. Will there be one particular area where that'll be happening? Will it be this room or a different room?
Oh, it'll be in this room. No, it'll be in this room. People are going to be a little tighter together because of the camera, but it looks like that's going to happen hopefully within the next month or so.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
That'll add to the show if people are at home on the internet and they want to watch. They want to see what Otto Loos looks like. Because remember, one of the great things about radio is, and this has happened to me more than once, where I've met somebody I've admired on radio and they don't look anything like
him. I'm always, one of my favorite things to do, because I always do it. I'm always like Googling, like, what is this?
And I'd say, your voice doesn't look like that, So
do you have a projected date at this point?
Anne's like, listen, Anne's like, you got to give me some notice.
We're going to start testing probably maybe next week, but it's not going to be live. It's going to be a test, and then going forward, hopefully by mid-October or late October, we're going
to
be.
It's always fun to do new initiatives.
So we've got 50 seconds left.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't believe it. To this incredible fun celebration with everybody here at this great table, Otto and Anne and Christina and
I just want to say, I want to thank you, Rebecca, because you've always filled in for John and. At a moment's notice, literally at a moment's notice. Beck said, no problem, because she knows I worry. She's, I will be here in a second. And you do an amazing job. You really are natural at it. And
you're
a great fit in our little radio family.
I'm a good talker. That's what I do.
Very good.
But thank you,
thank
as
you
always.
So much. And Christina, as you well know, you are an incredible producer. And we're not just so lucky to have you, but we're proud of you. You know, part of this has been watching you actually grow up and become the young woman that you are. And that's it for the show. Happy anniversary, Project Independence, and you!